Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. I want to thank you for joining us here today for a very important announcement and what I think will be a clear indication to the people of Buffalo, our residents, our business owners, this entire community, that the city of Buffalo is moving forward. And we're not going to allow the quality of life of here in the city of Buffalo be negatively impacted by people. Before I begin, I just want to thank the Department of Permits and Inspection Services, Commissioner Kathy Amder, and Corporation Counsel Kevette Chambers, as well as the Department of Assessment and Taxation, our partners at the Buffalo Urban Renewal Agency, and the residents and business leaders who've consistently raised their voices and asked for action. Today I'm announcing that the City of Buffalo is taking initial steps to begin legal proceedings under Article 19 of New York State's Real Property Actions and Proceedings Law to take ownership of the Buffalo Grand Hotel. This legal process is necessary and it's long overdue. This property has sat vacant since 2022. In that time, it has racked up 18 code violations, $89,000 in unpaid taxes and sewer fees, and has become a public eyesore and a safety concern. More than that, it kind of serves as a symbol that the city of Buffalo is stuck in neutral, and we're not. We're moving forward. And, pre-COVID, there was a lot going on in the city of Buffalo. We were on a tremendous trajectory, and we're going to get back to that position. And we're going to continue to move forward, and we're not going to allow properties like this to remain in neutral as they have been. Despite repeated efforts to work with the current owner in good faith, including meetings as recently as November, we've seen nothing but broken promises and continued inaction. Buffalo deserves better. It deserves a safe, vibrant downtown. It will have a safe and vibrant downtown. And this property, situated right here at the southern gateway to our city, has stood in the way of that vision for far too long. Boarded up doors, graffiti, broken glass, overgrown grass. This is not the Buffalo that my administration is building. By using Article 19, we are taking decisive action to obtain clean title to the property so that we can release a request for qualifications and find a responsible developer to bring this site back to life. Obviously, these proceedings are complicated, and to talk more about Article 19 and how things will take place moving forward, I want to welcome to the podium now the Commissioner of the Department of Permits and Inspection Services, Kathy Amder.
Thank you, Mayor Scanlon. So we have tried to work with the owner on this for years, and there's been no progress. We have no confidence that the individual can bring this hotel back. There's 400 hotel rooms behind us, and we know the city needs those. So our plan is to use Article 19 to take title of the building and then find a responsible developer who loves our city, who wants to bring these hotel rooms back online and revitalize the area. You can see there's overgrown grass. The owner he doesn't even live here, and he's not taking care of this gateway to Buffalo. So we're going to get this in the hands of someone who can bring it back.
Thank you, Commissioner. To talk a little bit more about Article 19 and what we'll do moving forward, I want to welcome to the podium Corporation Counsel Kevette Chambers.
Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. Article 19 was enacted by our state legislature in 2022. So it is new law, and it's another tool that the city has in its arsenal for really combating the issue of abandoned properties. As Commissioner Amder says, my department has been working with her office and trying to work with the owner in order to bring this property under compliance. That has not occurred. So the first step that we're taking here today is to file the certificate of abandonment. Next, we will be noticing the owner and everyone that has an interest in the property as we move forward to bring this property either into compliance or bring it into the hands of a responsible owner.
Thank you. Thank you, Corporation Counsel. As the commissioner mentioned, the owner of this property has shown a complete disregard for this property, for the city of Buffalo, and for the people of the city of Buffalo. And we can't allow this to continue. And once restored, as the commissioner mentioned, this property has 400 hotel rooms that our downtown desperately needs to help attract conventions, things of that nature, increase tourism. And this property and its owner is standing in the way of that. It'll serve as a major economic engine and part of Buffalo's continued resurgence. But before that can happen, we must address the blight and the abandonment of this property. We are acting now to ensure that this site can once again become an asset here in downtown Buffalo and not a liability. I want to thank you all for coming out, and with that, we can answer any questions. Jim?
1981, sorry. Real Property Actions and Proceedings Law, Article 19B, Section 1981. I'm sorry? So under the circumstance, there's a limited criteria that is actually met here. When a property that's commercial or industrial has been left and it's abandoned for a specific period of, for any period of time. So what it says is that you as a property owner, you've not taken care of your property. The inspections department has a long history of violations at this property. It's left unguarded, unsealed. And the problem also that we're seeing here, as the 311 calls and the 911 calls are showing, is that we have unhoused individuals that are also residing on the property. So that is obviously a health and safety concern for our residents. So one, it has to be unsealed or unguarded, or it's guarded by someone that's not the owner, not the mortgagor, not somebody with an actual legal interest in the property. Then you look to what else is actually applying here. One, we have an order to vacate that Housing Court Judge Dabney granted last month. And you look at the fact that there's unpaid taxes, again, repeated satisfactions of the parameters here that allow us to move forward with this proceeding. And obviously, the long history that we have with the housing code violation. I'm sorry? This is the initial process, the certificate of abandonment that's being affixed to the property today. That's a great question. Eminent domain, as we've seen, we've started an eminent domain proceeding on 110-118 South Park, and that's taken at least 2 years now, and that process is still ongoing. This is a more expedited process that the state legislature has enacted that allows us to bring in action within 30 days of notifying the owner. If he has not done anything to actually show demonstrably that he's cured all of the housing code violations, then we'll be able to move forward with the proceeding. And that's in order to show cause that's heard before the court. So it's an expedited proceeding that's held here, not when you're looking at starting the appellate division, which is one step, and then after that's successful, then we bring another action in state court. I'm sorry, as yes, actually, the way that the state legislature drafted it, it's very procedural on what happens. Other municipalities outside of Buffalo have used Article 19. We've seen it, and we've also are in the process of instituting those proceedings for residential properties, and now is the commercial property. So there's not a full history yet, again, because it is new law. but we have no reason to believe that it won't be successful as long as we're following the procedures that are set out in the statute.
So that will be timed with the process. So as right before we take possession, we don't want to hold properties for a long time. We're not in the business of, you know, bringing hotels back online. We want to get them in the hands of someone responsible. So we will time that so that the city holds on to the property for the minimal amount of time. And it'll go out, you know, maybe a month before we look to take possession. Yes, and I want to mention, if the owner took this as an opportunity to get going and fix up the building, that's a win. That's great. You know, we just want the building to be free of code violations and add to the beauty of Buffalo again. So the exact window, I'll ask Corporation Counsel that question.
30 days.
It's 30 days, but also he's had 4 years to address the issues here at the property. So again, we're initiating this today. He has 30 days to address the situation, but again, he's had 4 years to do that. Absolutely. No, I look at it as more than last chance. It's like we're initiating proceedings to take this property and put it in the hands of someone who's responsible that will do something with it. Again, we want to talk about abandonment. Just look around the property. It sure looks abandoned. We're going to continue to use every tool at our disposal to hold people accountable. Jeff, you brought up 110 South Park and the eminent domain proceedings there. We're initiating Article 19 here. We're going to look at all these properties. We are not going to allow property owners to negatively impact the city of Buffalo. We're going to hold people accountable. We'll take properties and we'll put them in the hands of people who will responsibly put them back in operation and contribute to the overall vitality here in the city of Buffalo. We are not going to let this happen any longer. Well, obviously, each property is different where they are with regard to the parameters that the Corporation Council talked about with 19A or other tools at our disposal. I wish they were all one size fits all. They're not. But we'll continue to address all these properties. Yeah, we've got a prime location here at the gateway into downtown with 400 hotel rooms, conference space, all of that, that can attract large conferences in conjunction with other hotels down here. You know, you talk to the Visitors Bureau, things like that. We can't attract larger conferences because we have a lack of hotel rooms. And so 400 hotel rooms sitting here vacant, we can't allow that to continue.
I spoke with the property owner this
okay.
morning. He said that he has not had any recent contact with the city. It's like, well, this came out of left field. He's blown away. Should he be blown away?
He's got 18 code violations he's been notified of. He owes nearly $90,000 in taxes and sewer bills. So he certainly knows the condition of the building financially. Look around the property, the condition of it physically. So maybe he doesn't know the proper condition of the property physically because he's not here and he doesn't come and take care of the property. So again, we are not going to allow people to let properties like this fall into disrepair and negatively impact downtown Buffalo. Go right ahead, sell it, put it in the hands of someone that's responsible, they will do something with it. Again, to the commissioner's point, if he comes and rectifies the issues, starts dealing with the property, it's a win-win for everyone. He sells the property to someone responsible, it's a win-win. That's great, as long as something happens here, but we're willing to step in and make sure that it does happen.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.